redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
V galeriji Axioma se danes ob 7 odpre razstava ameriškega umetnika Pabla Garcije z naslovom Avanture v virtualnem. Umetnik bo v delih poskušal problematizirati danes uveljavljeno enačbo med pojmoma digitalnega in virtualnega. Prek arheološke prakse odkrivanja različnih načinov ustvarjanja virtualnega skozi zgodovino in ponovno uprizoritvijo teh ustvarjanj bo v svojih delih prikazal, kako je virtualno nekaj, kar je kot sistematičen približek in reprezentacija realnosti že od nekdaj z nami. Avtorja smo povprašali o ideji razstave.
My question would be, you say that through your work you want to show the always being there of virtuality. That is, to separate the idea of the virtual from the digital. However, what do you think of the difference between, let's say, traditional virtuality, which is a case of separate virtualities, and the modern digitality, which functions as this interconnected network, as a whole separate world altogether?
It's a very good question. For me, I've been interested in the fact that when people use the word virtual now, they usually mean digital, but I think that the two things are different. So virtual can be as simple as, you know, if you walk down the street and the sun casts your shadow onto the sidewalk, that shadow is the virtual you. It's an almost you. It's a representation of you that is happening in real time. And so what I've been interested in is not just talking about virtuality, but that the relationship between virtual and real is a very old one, but the relationship between analog and digital is a fairly new one. And those relationships are really interesting when you start to think about how we have analog virtuality, like a shadow, something you can draw maybe with your hand. And then you also have like real digital things, so not just the interconnected nature of, let's say, the web, but you also have 3D printing and you have new technologies that allow the digital things to come into the real world. So really I'm interested in the much more complex relationships between old virtuality, new virtuality, old analog, new digital, and how they all can sometimes be mixed up together in interesting ways.
Pablo Garcia pa nam je nekaj več povedal tudi o arheološkem pristopu, ki se ga poslužuje.
There is a newer movement called media archaeology, which I am interested in because it's a theoretical position but based in practical experience. So for example, more than just talking about the theory of cinema, to try to understand what it might have been like in 1896, someone walking into a theater for the very first time and seeing cinema for the very first time. That is a really intriguing question about asking what it would have been like. And I think it's more relevant now because more than theory, we are all having these tools in our hands, our phones, our computers, things that are very high technology devices that you have with you. And at one point, the cinema and then television, radio were all technologies that were new to people and people had to adjust to it. So there's an interest in looking at media historically, not just as theory, but as theory derived from a kind of practical experience and understanding what it would have been like to look through these things or experience them for the first time. And then possibly even resurrecting some of that technology for today so that people can start to draw connections between, oh, when someone used a phone, a regular phone, for the first time in the early 20th century, how does that relate to how we use phones now, which is obviously less connected to a wall, for example. So I think building a context for today using a kind of archaeological approach is a really a modern idea to help us understand our past.
Še eno otvoritev razstave lahko obiščemo danes v Bežigrajski galeriji Ena, kjer kipar Primož Pugel ob 7 predstavlja razstavo z imenom Anonymous Kipi 2012-2014. Pugelna bo predstavil serijo nemih in anonimnih mask, ki ravno v svoji nemosti nosijo kritiko sodobnosti. Več o razstavi v izjavi umetnika.
To je, kad delam te obraze, probam narediti nobenega, ne? Se pravi, da ne upodablja nobenega. Se pravi, lahko je moški, ženska, otrok, stari človek. V bistvu bolj kot neke nosilce, v bistvu za to, kar v bistvu se potem zgodi na obrazu. Ne? Se pravi, to pa dosegam z dodatnimi risbami po obrazih. Ne? In v bistvu v temu, s tem dejanjem pa v bistvu iščem neko provokacijo ali kako se reče, kontemplacijo gledalca, da v bistvu si ustvari svojo zgodbo v tem. In da se poveže z njihovimi zgodbami, jaz jim pa samo v bistvu nakažem ali probam pomagati do tega, da v bistvu ljudje, opazovalci, najdejo svojo zgodbo v temu.
Umetnik nam je v pogovoru tudi zaupal, da bi se namik razstave dalo skrčiti v moto Ljudje so ovce in vsakdo jih lahko farba. Slovensko sociološko društvo vabi v Trubarjevo hišo literature, kjer bo danes ob 5. popovdne potekal pogovorni večer na temo nasilja nad ženskami. Govora bo med drugim tudi o v javnosti manj znanih temah, kot so denimo nasilje nad ženskami z gibalnimi, senzornimi in intelektualnimi ovirami, nekatere dileme kazensko-pravnega pregona nasilja in razvoj mednarodno pravnih instrumentov. Tako je. Pogovarjali se bodo Katja Filipčič, Ana Kralj, Irena Selišnik in Darja Zaviršek. Pogovor bo vodila Mojca Dobnikar. Kulturno dogajanje je preveril Nejc Lukan.